It's The Gutter. We're back for Thursday's edition. I'm joined by Andy Heaton, Phil Blundell and Mike Kearney. We open with breaking news of sorts in that it's reported, and I haven't seen the direct report, so I can't stress how dubious this breaking news is. But it's been reported by Jan Argafiertoft on Twitter. He says this morning, Dortmund sees PSV player Danielle Marlin as a replacement for Jadon Sancho, but now Sky Germany are reporting that Liverpool have opened talks with the player too. Well, it's an interesting one, this. I'll start with you on him, Phil. We've talked about him on recent Gutters. I think he's been getting his game in the Euros, Danielle, and I think he did okay the other night, if reports were correct. I didn't see the game. To me, it feels like it's a realistic one, this, given that the price point is going to probably be around the 30 million mark. He's ready to go, but also a bit of a project. He's young, he's quick, all the usuals. What do you know much about him?
I don't know a great deal about him other than what's freely available. Like, I think he was the highest scoring Dutch player in the Eredivisie last season. He's in the Dutch squad. He came on against Austria at half time, I think, and I think he started against North Macedonia, and I thought, yeah, I was quite impressed by him. Generally, it wouldn't shock me if he keeps his place over Veghorst for the knockouts, because I think he looked a bit more in keeping with what the Dutch want from a striker than Veghorst did. I think in terms of box ticking, he ticks lots of boxes in terms of what you're after. He's young, he's progressive, you can mould him to what you want. He's clearly got talent in there. I think it's interesting that he was at Arsenal and then disappeared at Arsenal and he didn't feel like he was getting enough opportunity, and he's gone to Holland and he's done, well, the Netherlands, as we should probably call it. That's how it's supposed to be, isn't it?
The Dutch,
yes. And he looks very promising, and I think one thing that we've almost got to do with the front three is work out succession planning, and Jota's a bit of that, and he would be a bit more of that, as well as Elliot as well. And it feels like a player of his age is sort of what I think we should be trying to target, because if you sign a 28, 29 year old, you've got four of them, and then you've got a little bit of you're just creating a bigger problem, aren't you? So he looks like something that I could see us being interested in. I think the source is interesting, because if it was Sky Sports England, you'd be like, nah.